Levin said, smiling as he groped in his back pocket for two pairs of thin surgical gloves. They put them on, scanned the area, and saw no movement anywhere around the school, not in the parking lot or on the track and football field.
45 seconds and we're gone, Devon said. I'm serious.
Lever bumped his fist.
45.
They walked right up to the Bentley, Lever at the driver's door, Devon going around to the other side. He skidded to a halt by the passenger door, feeling not fear, but horror.
I don't know if I can do this, man. Do it. Take what's rightfully yours, brother.
Chapter 2. Devon felt like he might puke, but took one step, leaned over, and reached into the back seat, not letting his shirt or pants touch the Bentley in any way. He tried to keep his eyes off the woman sprawled there, half naked and dead. Lever, however, stared right into the eyes of the dead man lying next to her as he slipped his surgical gloved hand into his tuxedo jacket. He looked at the man's pants around his ankles, sniffed disdainfully.
Freak bastard, Lever said. Serves you right, getting shot like this.
On the other side of the Bentley, Devon smelled a coppery odor, and it sickened him. Blood, he thought, trying not to breathe through his nose as he felt for the woman's hands, found a big rock ring, and worked it off her finger. The bracelets, two on the left, one behind the watch on the right, came off quicker than he'd expected. Devon was about to call it good when he saw the pale glow of the pearl necklace around her neck. He tilted her head forward, found the clasp, slipped it off, and slid it into his pocket.
38 seconds, Lever whispered from the other side of the car. I'm done. Watch and wallet. Right behind you, Devon said.
He tugged the pearls from the dead woman's ears and laid her head back on the seat.
Allie, now, Lever said, pivoting.
They heard scuffling in the gravel behind them. They took off at a sprint and dodged through a hole in the fence into a dark alley, where they stopped to look back. Someone was heading toward the car. They ran the length of the alley, slowed to a walk across Alabama Avenue, then kept on at a faster pace toward Fort Circle Park. 40 minutes later, as the boys were reaching home, they heard sirens begin to wail back at the school. Chapter 3. It was 7:30 in the morning, and I was standing at the bottom of a granite cliff on Old Rag Mountain in Shenandoah National Park, looking dubiously up at the cracks in the wall and the ropes dangling beside them.
Biggest one yet, Dad,
said my 10-year-old son, Ali, who stood to my right wearing a white rock helmet and a climbing harness over his t-shirt and shorts.
You think?
His sister said. Janie, my 17-year-old, was kneeling to my left, retying her climbing shoe. The man beside her, who was going through a knapsack, said,
Definitely. It's 6 stories and technically more challenging. And the rappel down's a screamer. It's a screamer, Dad,
Ali said. No screamers, I said. As far as I'm concerned, if you're screaming, you're falling, so no screamers.
Sorry, Dr. Cross, the man said, setting the bag down. It just means you can take bigger leaps before you tighten up on the rack coming down.
I'll be good, Tom, and locked into my rack, thank you, I said. Tom Murray grinned and clapped me on the back.
It's just cool to see someone like you willing to go on rope.
Someone like me, I said.
6'2", 225, 40s.
With all the hiking we've been doing, I'm 220.
It's still impressive to see a guy your size going up. He is at a disadvantage, Ali said. So is Janie.
Nope, my daughter said, standing. I'm stronger and got longer arms and legs than you do.
Helps to be small and crafty if you want to be a human fly, Ali said.
Sometimes, Murray said.
Who's up first?
For the past 4 days, we'd been taking a course with Murray, who was a certified rock climbing instructor. It was Ali's idea, of course, the newest of his obsessions, and Janie had expressed interest in it right away. To be honest, I had been less enthusiastic, but with Janie entering her senior year of high school in 2 months and her college years looming, I was trying to lead a more balanced life, focusing more on my family and less on murder and mayhem. So I agreed to join them.